I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What a sports weekend it was. It's time to overreact on this Overreaction Monday. Let's see, 128 Tolos watching on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. You can also listen 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, 97.7 FM in Greenville, also on the Odyssey app, the iHeart Radio app. So many ways to do so. And we want to hear your overreactions right now. Should your coach, as Dewey says, be fired?
Y'all need to be fired.
Or do you have a problem with this cancel culture or fire culture that we started the show with earlier today when it comes to Brian Kelly? Want to hear from you, 844-326-3663. And Diesel, that's where I go first. I am all for having expectations and making sure that your program is living up to those expectations. But I don't know if this is an overreaction or just something that I don't like, but I'm not really a big fan of the direction we're going. I mean, there are way too many good coaches who are being fired every year. And the fact that we have this amount of money just lying around with these 50-plus million-dollar buyouts, that's where I start on this Overreaction Monday. I'm just not a big fan of it, of this recycle system, this recycle cycle, where these college coaches are just being fired and these $50 million buyouts are no big deal.
Well, yeah, the culture is get fired, rehab at somebody else's program as a DC or an OC for a little while. You come out the other side, bam, ready to go back to another Power 5 job. People have forgotten somehow that you struggled. If we're talking about Brian Kelly, it's not struggling when you win 71% of your football games in the SEC. That is a feat worth being proud of if you're Brian Kelly. But there is just too much money floating around college football right now. And it's
way
a weird thing to say. There's fans who are so desperate to win that they will throw out crazy high buyouts. It's one of those big reasons, Cole, why I don't throw money at my college football team, because I don't have enough to make a dent in whatever it is they're trying to do. If Dowell Loggins a year from now or 2 years from now stinks, they don't need my $20 to get rid of them, because that's about all I'm going to be willing to give you. But there is so much money floating around, and that makes people more and more and more desperate. When you're willing to give these guys big money and you're willing to give them big money to go away, then you're willing to come up with it really quickly, and you're going to give the next guy even more money. It's a vicious cycle.
It's a wild one, man. And it's, again, no problem with, you know, having high expectations, but my goodness, when they're just over and over and over again, these coaches being canned and canned, it's crazy. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-326-3663, the one and only Dewey starting us off on Overreaction Monday. Dewey, I'm sure you have an overreaction.
Who needs to be fired, Dewey?
The entire coaching staff of the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Did he add a word in there? What was the South? What?
South Carolina Gamecocks, gotcha. The entire coaching staff, and probably the athletic director, too. But anyways, that game was a travesty. A big travesty. The biggest reason why they lost that game is, yeah, all the stupid mistakes, but all them field goals. That's 15 points. You add 4 points to all those field goals, that's like 20 points they left on the field, and that's unacceptable. And that's the primary reason why they lost, because they would have made up for all the other stupid mistakes had they just scored touchdowns instead of field goals when they had a chance to score a touchdown. It's just unacceptable that the student people, they were about to rush the field, and then they are boo-hooing at the end because they couldn't rush the field. So probably the football team did them a favor by losing, so South Carolina don't have to cough up the $250,000 fine. But in all seriousness, the fan base is sick of it. They're sick of it, and it's time for a change in South Carolina. You see changes in LSU, that guy got fired, and then Billy Napier got fired, and all these people getting fired. People are tired of it. They're spinning. They want championships. Not we'll get them next year crap. And that's all I got to say about South Carolina, because I'm about to renounce my fandom.
Oh, and my
Shane
gosh.
Beamer. Shane Beamer. He's not going to be there forever. I thought he was, but he's not the guy. He's a petulant child, just like Dabo Swinney.
So Dewey, I don't know that you understand the concept of overreaction Monday, because I thought your reaction was incredibly valid. South Carolina, apparently it's South Carolina mediocrity being just above 500 is good enough. Yeah, give him another year. Give him another chance. It's fine, Shane. You can be two games over 500. We're only paying you $7.5 million a year. Apparently, they care more at LSU and Florida than they do at South Carolina to try to get this thing right.
The only thing that South Carolina cares about, and I'm going to be real, I'm going to be the realest I've ever been real. The only thing they care about sitting in South Carolina, it's two things. Being bowl eligible, going to the toilet bowl that's bowl eligible, and beating Clemson. Other than that, they don't care. And Shane Beamer, he thought he cared, but Shane Beamer, he as long as the fan base just embraces him and the boosters pay him money or whatever, he's going to be around. But it's time for a change. And
hey.
I actually got an overreaction. If you noticed, my second overreaction, the basketball team is going to be dead last this year, according to preseason polls. As we know, preseason polls don't mean crap. But if that's the case, they need to go ahead and fire Lamont Parrish.
Did you watch yesterday, Dewey, the exhibition game?
No, because they suck.
I don't know. If you watched, I don't know that you would be feeling that way. Did you see what Eli Ellis did yesterday?
Yeah, but who did he do it against?
Is Virginia Tech, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Or somebody out of the...
I give him credit, because it's usually a school I've never heard of. Usually a Division III.
No,
school.
It was somebody out of the ACC. Maybe it wasn't Virginia Tech. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Dewey, good call. Appreciate you today.
Let's go to Tom in Somerville, who wants to overreact on this overreaction Monday. What's up, Tom?
Hey, it was NC State.
NC State, sorry.
Tech.
It was ACC school.
You know, I got so mad on Saturday, I turned the TV off, threw the TV out the back window, and, you know, I sat down next to my radio on Sunday, and I started listening to the basketball game, and I'm hooping and hollering and jumping up and down in the living room, thinking we got a basketball team that's going to go to the Final Four, and sure enough, they find a way to blow an 11-point lead with 7 minutes to go in the game. And I said, this was the worst weekend ever to be a daggum Gamecock fan, because the way the football team lost, followed up with how excited I was listening to that basketball game, just to listen to them, you know do some bad things and lose there at the end of the game. It just was the tip top of the weekend was the way they did. I think Dewey's overreacting when it comes to basketball. I think they're going to be okay.
I think they're going to be okay. You found some joy and lost it twice in the same weekend. That's brutal, man.
Well, I made some investments this weekend on Saturday that kind of made up for it all. You know, I woke up Sunday a happy man. But the Gamecocks, they're spot on when it comes to football. It is time. You know, you see these football programs that are serious about winning, and they're making decisions. And you know what's crazy? I was thinking about this today. All these big time schools firing their coach, and people want to go out there and say, you know, this, that, the other controls college football. The one person who controls college football is Jimmy Sexton. And that man is getting to work this week, and he is going to be the richest one of them all in a couple months. And I don't know if y'all realize this, but he represents 14 of the 16 SEC coaches, and he represents James Franklin. So all the big names that have been either fired or mentioned for the LSU job or the Florida job, whatever it is, he's going to benefit no matter what. So my overreaction for this week is I wish I was Jimmy Sexton, because that man cannot lose.
Well, I don't know what kind of investment you need, Tom, to get this thing off the ground, but I think you, me, Cole, and Dewey should go become sports agents and try to land an SEC head coach.
Hey, there's two people that make the money. The fired coaches and the agents, and they're always happy no matter what.
But, Tom, realistically, you really think, I mean, you're obviously a Gamecock fan, and we're going to get to some text on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line in just a second, but you realistically think, again, I know this is Overreaction Monday, but I want your honest opinion. You really want to fire Shane Beamer?
If I think about it, it's not working. That's a fact. But if you fire him, you're going to have a hard time getting somebody that can do better solely because of the competition right now. Because you're not going to go get a better coach than Florida. You're not going to go get a better coach than LSU.
Yeah. I said earlier the timing would be bad right now.
It'd be horrible. So you might have to stick it out another year.
Hey, Tom.
Why
can't you just go throw $5 million at John Sumrall, who's at Tulane, who's killing it, who was killing it at Troy before that, and be the one to take a risk on a guy like John Sumrall, who wins everywhere he's been? Why stick around and keep trying and banging your head against the wall with Shane Beamer if guys like Sumrall, guys like Golish are out there, and you could get him, you could double his salary, and it would be actually a savings compared to what they're paying Shane Beamer.
I like Alex Golish. I think he's a very good coach. But Sumrall, he's not coming to South Carolina. He's either going to get one of the bigger jobs or he's going to Kentucky. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's how that's going to go. He might end up sneaking his way into this LSU job. Who knows?
It's true.
But I don't think he takes a job. He takes a job in the SEC unless it's LSU or Kentucky. We'll see if Auburn opens, but he's not taking a lower tier SEC job.
Well, you just said he might take the Kentucky job. That's a lower tier SEC job.
Because he played there.
Yeah,
he
I know. to your point, though, he wouldn't even have to change his address if he wanted to take the LSU job.
Yeah, and if LSU hires John Sumrall, boy, are we in for a special treat when it comes December. Because if LSU has to go down to John Sumrall, then a lot of people said no to that job.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you, man. 844-326-3663 on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. A lot of reaction or overreaction on the text line, more so than the phone lines. Go ahead.
I do want to know when the Fire Beamer chants are going to come, because
I
heard Fire Shula chants 2 weeks ago.
I think they come if they lose to Clemson at home.
I haven't heard them yet, but I mean, they're coming, because that's fans love to do that, right? Fire Beamer,
student
Fire
section.
Kelly.
I think if they lose to Clemson at home the day after, 2 days after Thanksgiving, I think that you could hear them. But again, I do think the timing is awful right now. On the text line, let's see here. John Dogg says, is just as quick as Dewey got up in the top 25 of the Upset Picks Challenge, he is back out. Another texter from the 360 says, overreaction, Beamer leaves for Virginia Tech. You know, I know that's the trendy topic right now, but I don't know that Beamer leaves for Virginia Tech unless he's fired for South Carolina. Right. And, you know, we talk about this a lot too, Diesel, when it comes to these coaches being hired and fired. In any sport, timing is so critical and so important. And the timing just, guys, may not work out for Beamer to go to Virginia Tech.
I just want to know, why would Virginia Tech want to hire him? Like, I know that he is the son of Frank Beamer.
Well, I think that's disrespectful.
I think he's... No. But has he shown the ability to build a program?
Yeah, I think he has.
Has he?
At South Carolina. Yeah,
he's barely 500. That's not building a program.
Right.
That's and changing the mood.
Well, that's not a program. That's 1 year. Below 500 this year is
no,
1 year.
He is his entire tenure. He's like three games above 500, his entire stretch at South Carolina.
Yeah, I just think it's hard for you as Virginia Tech to say, oh, let's go base Beamer's record at South Carolina, where they've never been good, playing the SEC. I mean, if that were the case, don't hire anybody that goes and coaches at these kind of schools, because, look, I think Beamer has his flaws, but I think Beamer is a good coach. And again, Virginia Tech, why would Virginia Tech want Beamer? Who else are they going to get better than Shane Beamer? I don't know that Virginia Tech's an attractive destination.
Yeah, but if they hire Shane Beamer and he brings a majority of his staff over, yeah, I mean, is it easier to win in the ACC? Yeah, but you're going to have worse recruits than everybody else in the conference. You're going to have still a strong fan base and a great stadium, very much like what he has at South Carolina. But if he can't bring the best parts of his staff with him, then in all likelihood, whoever he gets is going to be a downgrade from an SEC coordinator to an ACC coordinator, from an SEC offensive line coach to an ACC offensive line coach. You're going to be downgrading at probably every one of those positions. I just don't know if I'm Virginia Tech that like he's shown me enough to say, out of all the candidates we could possibly go hire, he's the guy we want.
You think they would be able to get somebody better than Beamer at this point?
Better? I don't. Well, it depends on what you mean by better. Because again, Shane has done a lot to change the mood at South Carolina, and that he's done a phenomenal job at that. But results have to matter, and you can change the culture at Virginia Tech and make it positive and make it happy, and everybody's putting on their white sunglasses and dancing and having a good time. But if you're not showing it with results, what does it mean?
Yeah, and again, I think. I would disagree. I would say he has shown it with the results. You go back and look at his tenure. He hadn't done it consistently to where they all of a sudden are the top team in the SEC or, you know, competing for SEC championships. But Shane Beamer has definitely changed South Carolina football. You can't say that Beamer wouldn't leave that program better than he found it. He's definitely left it better than he found it. And I think that's a big part of it. Let's go back to the phone lines real quick. Jonathan wants to weigh in. 844-326-3663. What's up, Jonathan?
What's up, buddy?
How are you?
What's on your mind?
Good. Just to chime in on the Carolina thing, you know, I've been a Gamecock fan ever since I was 4 or 5 years old. I think Shane is the right guy for the program, but, I mean, you got to look at what Will Muschamp left us with. So Shane has brought in the talent. Shane's trying to do a good job. We just got to give him talent or give him time. He's on the right path.
So you believe? How many more years are you willing to give him, though?
Well, I mean, he signed the 5-year extension all the way up to 2030. So, I mean, this year is kind of upset, you know, especially after last year. You know, coming off the 6 games in a row up until the bowl game. You know, South Carolina was one of the hottest teams in the SEC last year.
Sure.
So, I really don't know. I don't think they're going to fire him. But, I mean, honestly, if there's not a big turnaround, I say by 2027, then he might get fired. But Mike Shula needs to go.
Yeah.
And honestly, watching the game last week was probably the best I've seen him play all season long.
Who's that?
Like, the game plan looked different.
The game plan, yeah. I agree. I said I thought that Shula did a good job Saturday, but obviously the turnovers and the missed opportunities didn't help. Jonathan, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, Jonathan, yeah. real quick, and I'm gonna ask you a facetious question here, okay? So I'm prefacing it before I ask you this question. Would you say that winning means more to Florida and LSU fans than it does to South Carolina fans?
Absolutely not.
Okay, then how did LSU just fire Brian Kelly for winning 71% of his games? And South Carolina is holding on to Shane Beamer, who's like three games over 500.
That absolutely makes no sense to me. I thought it was clickbait on Facebook yesterday, and I actually fact-checked it. I was like, there's no way they fired him. But, you know, the thing with LSU, you know, they always have themselves in the higher caliber of winning championships, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, at what point does it get to the University of South Carolina where we're like, all right, well, we say we want to bring championships to college football and, you know, with the University of South Carolina and, you know, looking back at the baseball team, the 2 years we won in baseball, you know, the national championships we have of women's college basketball. Okay, so at what point are you going to hold to a standard to the football team?
Yeah, I'm with you. Jonathan, great call, man. Appreciate you. Jonathan. Feel free to call anytime to the show. Really good stuff.
Shane Beamer win percentage, by the way, as of today, 542. 32-27
yeah.
At South Carolina. 1-3, 1-2 in bowl games. Just throwing the hard numbers out there.
Fire him. I think you should fire him right now.
It's like I said, I think he's done a lot to change the culture of the team, but the culture's not producing wins. When we come back, let's go right down the road to Baton Rouge and talk to somebody who's on the ground dealing with this right now. Hunt Palmer of 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge to talk Brian Kelly next.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Talking the firing of Brian Kelly and LSU football with Hunt Palmer of 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge. Hunt, I imagine there's a lot going on today, a lot to talk about on your airwaves down there. I'm going to start with a big question, though. Brian Kelly fired for winning 71% of his games. Billy Napier fired, didn't have quite the same success. Sarkisian was rumored, even though they might have been fake rumors, about courting NFL jobs. Sam Pittman was fired. It is a tough, tough thing to be a head coach in the SEC. I just wonder, is the bar set to an unhealthy height for the conference?
Probably. But you're dealing with people who are spending a lot of their money on players, on coaches' salaries, and they expect results for those numbers. And right now, Brian Kelly is going to go through year 4. This year, they invested significantly in the roster, in the coaching staff, and it's been a failure to this point. They won some games against bad offenses. When they play a team that is good offensively, they cannot stop them, and the offense has been bad all year. You're looking at a team that's probably going to go 7-5. Potentially 6-6, and that's just unacceptable to the people in Baton Rouge. The fan base checked out on Saturday. It was an embarrassing scene in Tiger Stadium for the program, and I just don't know that Brian Kelly had anyone left in his corner. So, yeah, I wouldn't suggest that it's a completely reasonable, world we're living in where these coaches are getting paid $50 million to leave, but that's the world we're in.
We're talking to Hunt Palmer. He hosts 1-3 weekdays on 104.5 ESPN, pre- and post-game football for LSU Sports Radio Network, also for LouisianaSports.net. Hunt, Cole here, man. Appreciate you hopping on with us for a few minutes. What was today while you were on air and what you've seen down there this weekend or just in the last 24 hours or so after Kelly's firing? What's been the most common theme, the general consensus from LSU fans in terms of his firing and where you go now?
Yeah, Brian Kelly just doesn't have any support in Louisiana. I just don't know. I think that a lot of people nationally disliked Brian Kelly when he was at Notre Dame. LSU fans are in that number, I think. And then, he's now your head coach, and you certainly feel really good about it after he beats Alabama and wins the SEC West in his first year. But it never recovered after that. You're talking about a Heisman Trophy winner the next year, but the worst defense in the history of the school. They've kind of made some strides defensively, but the offense has fallen apart since Mike Denbrock left and Joe Sloan has taken over. And Brian Kelly just doesn't have a lot of support in Louisiana based on personality and results. And so I think that's ultimately what you've seen from the fan base. The numbers are the numbers, and that's what makes this wild. But in terms of the results, I mean, you're going to have 4 years of lack of success, and that's just not going to cut it with LSU's football program and the standards that have been set over the last 25 years. When you've won 3 national championships and played for another one, they just demand more.
So, Hunt, we're here in the upstate of South Carolina, not far outside of South Carolina Gamecock territory, where we've seen Shane Beamer get multiple chances to hire offensive coordinators and promote guys from within into bigger and bigger roles. Why do you think it is that Brian Kelly just right out of the gate got the axe before firing Joe Sloan? Why wasn't Brian given the opportunity to fire his offensive coordinator and get that fixed? Is it just that he is a prickly, unlikable guy?
No, I think that you're dealing with expectations there. Nobody, it's realistic as a South Carolina Gamecock fan, demands national championships, demands SEC championships. It'd be the same thing with LSU's men's basketball program. If you're the LSU men's basketball coach and you make the tournament 2 out of every 4 years and you go to one round of 32 every once in a while and maybe pop a Sweet 16, like, everyone would be completely fine with that. But with football, you're supposed to be at the top of the sport, and you're looking around at programs like Texas A&M, like Alabama, like, you know, Missouri, like obviously Georgia, even Tennessee, that are achieving more than you over the last 4 years, and that's just not acceptable to the people in Baton Rouge. It would be the same here in Baton Rouge for baseball. It'd be the same here in Baton Rouge now for women's basketball. And the expectations are a little bit different for men's basketball around here, and I think that's what you would be working with in terms of comparing things to Shane Beamer. It's just it could be an unreasonably high bar, but that unreasonable as it may be, that's what it is. You have to compete at the top of the sport. And the three coaches before Brian Kelly all won national championships in their first 3 years in Baton Rouge. And Brian Kelly's been here for now 3.5, and they're nowhere near a national championship, and that's ultimately how that decision gets made.
Hunt, how much faith do you think LSU fans have in Scott Woodward to make the right hire?
Well, the question becomes, is Scott Woodward going to make the hire? That remains to be seen. Obviously, this buyout is massive. Scott is responsible for that. There will be a lot of national talking heads that suggest that Scott Woodward is responsible for Brian Kelly's buyout and Jimbo Fisher's buyout. That's not exactly true. Scott is responsible for getting Jimbo Fisher to College Station with a huge contract, but Ross Bjork extended that contract that included the buyout, so it's not entirely Scott Woodward's fault. But Louisiana's got a lot of backwoods politics. We know how that works. And right now, there is a new governor. He is in charge of the Board of Supervisors. The Board of Supervisors is appointed by the governor. The Board of Supervisors picks the university president. There is not currently a university president, and the athletic director reports to the president. They've got to hire a president first. Wow. And then the question is that president is essentially appointed by the governor. Does he do what the governor wants and potentially move on an athletic director? That's the politics of this whole thing that remain to be seen. So the confidence level in Scott Woodward in Baton Rouge, I think, is 50-50. LSU's athletic department as a whole is very healthy. You won 2 national championships in the last 3 years in baseball. You won a national championship in women's basketball 3 years ago, and they're a top 10 team every year. Gymnastics is a powerhouse. Softball's had a good run. They're great. They're great at a lot of things. But football is the only thing that matters to the people in Baton Rouge when you look at the big picture. There's a massive amount of following for baseball, don't get me wrong, and women's basketball's got theirs as well, but if you can't get football right, then nothing else matters after that. And right now, I just don't know whether or not Scott Woodward's going to make that hire. It just remains to be seen in the next 5 weeks.
So, Hunt, obviously still a long way to go before any kind of hire is made. What is the, in your mind, if you could rank the types of guys they would go after as far as sitting head coaches at Power 4 schools, coordinators at Power 4 schools, elite guys that are crushing it right now at the G5 level, is that even a consideration? Are we talking sitting Power 4 head coach or bust?
I don't think so. I mean, if you look at the landscape, Kirby Smart was a coordinator. Dan Lanning was a coordinator. Kurt Cignetti comes from James Madison. Ryan Day was a coordinator. It's not, you know, and LSU just went with the biggest swing you can possibly take, the winningest coach currently in college football, who won more games than anybody at Notre Dame. I don't know that there is an exact criteria that anybody around here has. It's a little bit early to start looking at names. I think that you kind of let the next month or so pay out. I think that Lane Kiffin's going to get a lot of buzz. I don't know whether or not he wants to leave Ole Miss or not. I think that there are a number of other guys that will certainly draw interest. And, you know, it starts with kind of who's calling the shots and then what's it's going to be. But this is a new world in college football. It's not the same as it was 10 years ago. You've got to be able to energize a fan base. You've got to be able to motivate boosters. You've got to be able to raise money. You've got to be able to hire good people. I mean, there are a lot of things that go into being a CEO of a college football program. And There's a thought that perhaps Austin Thomas, who's LSU's football general manager, may be involved in making this hire, and maybe he's the one that's in charge of putting the program together from a personnel perspective, and the coach just handles the X's and O's. I mean, that's the professional model where the GM handles that. It's just never worked that way in college. It may. I couldn't even give you five names that would be realistic at this point. It's just too early. But I don't think anybody in Baton Rouge from a fan perspective has a mold that has to be there. I think one thing that people would probably prefer is that the coach be, and I use air quotes here, pretty young. I don't think that they want someone who's 60, 65 years old like Kelly was when he took the job. You'd probably want somebody that kind of grew up in this NIL world, grew up in this transfer portal world, and has seen that and is very invested in that and is on the way up in a career as opposed to in the twilight.
Hunt, you mentioned the general manager there having an influence on the hire, and then just a few minutes ago you mentioned the politics of it and, you know, needing a president before you can make the hire if you do stick with the AD or decide to make a move there. Timing-wise, I mean, man, it's not like LSU's job is the only one open. You look around college football right now, and with Penn State open and Florida open and maybe more to come, how important do you think it is to get this thing pushed through, or do you feel like LSU could be the last of the party here in terms of hiring a coach this offseason?
No, it's vital to push it through. As you mentioned, Penn State's open, Florida's open. I think Auburn's coming open. Arkansas is open. Oklahoma could come open if there's a big, you know, collapse there late in the season, and they've still got some really difficult games to play with Alabama, even LSU coming there. So, yeah, it's important. The president decision, I think, is going to be made in the next 14, 18 days. They've got a meeting set up. They've got a final five there, and I think the president gets put in place. Once that happens, you have a decision on athletic director there pretty quickly, and you just got to make sure that by December 1st, your ducks are in a row. I think that Austin Thomas, the general manager there, I think he's going to take some time while also recruiting and managing the current roster, which is going to be purged pretty well with that transfer portal when that opens, and you figure a lot of kids will leave with the coaching change. But he's also going to be, I think, putting together some names to vet for a head coaching candidate. There are a lot of cooks in this kitchen, and that's not a positive thing, but it is what it is. And so, yeah, I think things will move quickly. The president's got to be the first domino. That's in the next two to 3 weeks, and then you kind of move on from there.
Hunt, what is salvaging the rest of this season even mean? Is it obviously beating Arkansas and Western Kentucky at home and stealing one of those games against Alabama or Oklahoma, or is success 2-2 down the stretch?
I don't know that it matters. There is the expectation in Baton Rouge for football is to compete for championships. LSU cannot compete for a championship. They played a bowl game after Ed Orgeron was fired with 36 guys, including no quarterbacks on the roster. They played a wide receiver quarterback that day and got beat by Kansas State by 1,000. I just don't think the results matter. It does matter if you can keep some of the players around. I don't know if wins and losses matter in that way to them or not. But as far as whether or not LSU beats Arkansas in 3 weeks, I just don't know if that matters a lot. It's on to the next chapter of LSU football, on to another era with a new head coach, and whether or not you can go to Norman and win one after Thanksgiving. I just don't think that moves the needle at all.
Hunt, good stuff, man. Really appreciate you. Hope to catch up with you soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Hunt Palmer, 104.5 ESPN. You know, it's really fascinating when you talk about the timing of it, because he brought us in on some details that, you know, I don't know if a lot of people really understand when it comes to the president and the timing of that, Diesel, and having to get a president in. And then I laughed during one of his answers because I'm thinking in my head, oh, okay. Hey, president, appreciate you, you know, committing your life and focus to LSU. First task at hand, we need you to go hire a football coach. And oh, yeah, by the way, you can't get it wrong.
Right.
So, like, you and AD, welcome to LSU.
Guy's still trying to figure out how to get to the bathroom from his office.
Yeah.
And he's got to go hire a coach that will win a national championship in his first three seasons.
It's unbelievable.
And if he can't, he'll be judged and probably fired for that as well.
Yeah.
God, that is a tough, tough job. But, again, that's why these guys are getting paid $10, $12 million a year and $50 million to go away. It's a hard life. You know, I don't know if Brian Kelly will ever coach again. What did he say Brian Kelly is, like 65 years old?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Brian Kelly probably will coach again. I would be shocked if he says, okay, enough is enough, I'm gone. To me, there's a path, I think, for Brian to get hired somewhere else and go coach for 5-6 more seasons and go ahead and hang it up. He is 64 years old, by the way.
And I think that's why I have such trouble with these conversations when it comes to Shane Beamer or Dabo or whoever it may be. Because like I said in the very first segment of the show, you've got two ends of the spectrum, Diesel. One end is like fire drill for crying out loud. And the other end's like, okay, let's hold on to this guy until, you know, cobwebs start appearing up in the corners of the office. So, I don't think I'm today on the 27th of October. I don't find myself on one side. I do find myself somewhere in the middle because I'm all for having expectations. But I just believe, Diesel, that we are going to see in the next 5 to 10 years, in the next decade, I believe we're going to see that ripping the Band-Aid off and going and getting the next guy and paying these millions and millions of dollars in buyouts, I don't know that that's going to be the answer. I'm not saying that like this old-school Dabo Swinney approach is the only way. I just think there's something to be said about the guys that are around the head coach. And you and I hear it all the time. You're only as good as those who are around you. And ultimately, it may work, but we'll see 5 to 10 years from now.
So your plan is to have fanatics who demand national championships calm down a little bit and give these guys 6 or 7 years?
No, I didn't say that. They never said that. Now, 6, 7 years.
I don't know that it's. My point is, I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible to turn that clock back and give these guys patience with the amount of money that's being thrown around inside these athletic departments and inside these conferences. I think this only goes one direction, and we end up in the NHL where guys are getting fired midseason or multiple coaches are coming through over the course of a season to get it right.
And that's fine, but my only thing is if I'm a head coach and I'm getting hired in this situation and scenario, by God, I better be able to spend as much as money as I want on assistant coaches. I mean, look, if you're going to spend $50 million to fire me, let's make sure we spend $40 million to get these assistants right, because we've seen, you know, the best coaches, the best staffs, the best teams, it's not about one guy. I'm not saying Lane Kiffin can't make a difference, but if we're going to make sure that we're getting the right guy, let's also make sure, Diesel, that, you know, we're making sure that we have the best staff around us possible. That's my only thing, because I'm big. I mean, we saw it with Clemson and Dabo and Brent Venables. It's important to have good coordinators around you. We've seen it with Alabama and Nick Saban as well. Diesel, let's take a trip down memory lane. Last Friday night, high school football was a consequential one. What the biggest takeaways were high school football week 9 now in the books, and kind of what this playoff scenario looks like as there is only one regular season left, one regular season week left of the high school football season. One of the Tolos brought it up earlier on the stream, and we will dive in.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle, but what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
To it next on the Fan Upstate. Well, high school football season, Diesel, is almost in the rearview mirror. Unfortunately, it goes by way too fast, but a big, big weekend last Friday night in week 9 of the high school football season with several teams winning and punching their ticket to getting a home playoff game or even a bye, and some losing and now having to play the first round of the playoffs. So, just so you know, if you're out there and not sure how the playoffs work, Diesel, in Division 1 and Division 2 and 5A, both divisions have the seeding, right? So you've got Division 1, Division 2, the seeding's completely different. It's completely different teams in both divisions, right? You have the teams in Division 1, teams in Division 2. However, the top 4 seeds of each division get a bye. So if you finish top 4 in Division 1, you get a bye. If you finish top 4 in Division 2, you get a bye. 5 through 7 get a home game, and then the rest are on the road. Make sense?
No.
Well, that's high school league for you. Texter, a couple of texts already about the high school football season, or week 9 rather, but basically 5A is split into 2 divisions. You don't have all the teams compiled into one division like you do for 4A or 3A. And in those 2 divisions, you'll have teams from different regions across the upstate, across the state rather. And if you finish in the upstate, Diesel is a top 4, you'll get a bye. Speaking of that, Burns with a 49-7 win Friday over Spartanburg, 42-7 rather. Burns with a big win over Spartanburg has now catapulted themselves as the 4 seed. So Burns is looking like, if things pan out, if they win Friday, it looks as if Burns will get a bye in the very first round of the playoffs, compared to a team like Gaffney who lost Friday and now fell in the seeding. So
you only you start playing playoff games against teams inside your division.
Correct.
Like
correct.
Region 2
there will be,
only plays Region 2.
Or Division 2. Division 2.
Will,
yeah. So you got Division 1, Division 2. Those teams will never play against each other. There will be a Division 1 state champion and a Division 2 state champion.
Okay.
So 5A Diesel will have, and for those out there that don't know, 5A this year will have 2 state champions, Division 1 and Division 2. They will never play each other. It's completely separate. So, like, Burns is Division 1, Gaffney's Division 2. They will never play each other in the postseason this year because they're in completely different divisions. I think it's because of the number of teams they have having to split it up. Texter RJ says, how about those Dorman Cavaliers? A big win for Dorman Friday. Obviously, a big one this Friday trying to secure that region championship because you don't want to lose against Eastside because Gaffney could catapult themselves into the region championship or the catapult themselves as region champions. But Dorman with a big win over Gaffney Friday. Diesel, probably the biggest game of the week. We talked about it on Friday. Dorman 20, Gaffney 0. Dorman, one of the better teams in the state, and they will finish either 1 or 2 in 5A. Now, the caveat is there's still Friday night to be played. Friday is the last regular season week of the high school football season. So, like a lot of these teams, Diesel know-ish who they'll play, and I say ish, I-S-H. They'll either play one team or the other, depending on who loses Friday. Like, for example, if Dutch Fork loses to Irmo Friday, Dorman will be the one. If Dutch Fork wins, Dutch Fork will be the one, Dorman will be the two. A lot of math to be had there.
I feel like I need a trigonometry degree to figure out what's going on with these playoffs. It is a little bit convoluted,
Cole. It is a little bit, but the good news is once Friday night, this Friday, once Friday is done with, we will have all of the playoffs set in stone. So right now, every year when we get to the final week, there's a lot of like prognostication going on, right? Mm. What if this happens? What if that happens? Well, as of Friday, when all the games conclude, when all the games come to an end, we'll know. We'll have all of the playoffs, 1A through 5A. Texter asked from the 803, will Gaffney get a bye, Cole? Gaffney will not, I don't believe, because of their loss to Dorman. I believe in Division II, Gaffney will now fall to the 5 seed, which only the top 4 get a bye, but Gaffney will get a home playoff game. They just won't get a bye.
So how did you and Alex each do in your picks this week? Did Alex make up any ground on you?
No, he didn't. He didn't. I'm not trying to be the bragging type. Let me see here. I've got the folder here for you. I think I missed 3. I'm pulling it up right now. So let's see.
That's pretty good. What did you pick on Friday? Like 30 games?
Yeah, close to it. Something like that? All right, I've got it pulled up now. Week 9, I went 22-3. Ooh. Alex went 20-5. So
I got losing two on ground on you.
Yep, he's losing ground.
Gosh.
So I'm
Alex.
I'm 203-51 on the season. Alex is 199-55, which is still good. But I was so close to 80%, and I've got 1 week, Diesel. My goal this week is to try to finish the regular season at 80%. I'm at 79.92% right now. Mm. So I went, listen to this, though. I went 22-3 last week. In order for me somehow to some way to get to 80%, I'm going to have another week, I believe, this Friday of close to, 22-3, somewhere around in there.
Well, Hurricane Jeff says, where does Boiling Springs sit in all of this mess? I know you were obviously covering the Burns game as they put a whooping on Spartanburg.
Boiling Springs, Diesel, because of their loss to Riverside, they're probably not getting a home playoff game. They'll be in the playoffs still, Hurricane Jeff. They just won't get a home playoff game. They were up, Hurricane Jeff, 20-7 over Riverside with like 3.5 to play Friday. Riverside, congrats to them, man. Shout out to those guys. They came back and beat them. And Riverside, Gideon Marab had over 400 yards of total offense on Friday. So shout out to Riverside. But Boiling Springs, that definitely hurt them. And now they will not get a home playoff game. Keith Moore on Facebook on the stream, Diesel says, Dutch Fork, Irmo, biggest game of the year. Keith's right. This Friday, Dutch Fork, Irmo, it's at Irmo, it's for the region championship. That will impact where teams here in the upstate finish in terms of seeding. Real quick, let's go to Rick and Greer on the phone lines, 844-326-3663. What's up, Rick?
I'm trying to figure out, please help me, you and Diesel, I'm trying to figure out who to root for. My high school team is Greer. They're awful. I like the Panthers. They're awful. Clemson, they're awful. The Braves. They're awful. Who do I root for?
Kansas City, I guess.
It's a tough time. Yeah, you just be a Dodgers fan for the,
that's
for
right.
the day.
Chiefs, Dodgers, and Bama.
I'm not a Dodgers fan, and I'm not a Kansas City fan. I like rooting for teams around here. Who do I root for?
Well,
Presbyterian?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Do you know what their mascot is, Rick?
Blue Hose.
You could be a Blue Hoe.
Nah, I don't want to wear no hose. I've worn them before.
I guess Georgia? You got to be a Georgia fan?
Yeah.
I don't like Georgia, but...
Well, you asked the question, Rick. I mean, you're the one who came to us for answers.
The bottom line is the teams around here
we're
just...
We're giving you answers, and you say good. No yeah. to every one of those options.
You know, I casually went to the ball game this past Sunday. That was the worst game I've ever seen in my life. The Red Rifle, they put him up on the wall somewhere, okay?
Hey, Rick, yeah. Where were you on Wednesday? You said you were going to come see us at the Ingles there in Greer, and you didn't show.
Actually, I was working, but I'm sorry I didn't get to come. But where are you this Wednesday?
Nowhere. Right here.
Not this Wednesday. Next Wednesday. For those of you who want to know,
you're the worst, Rick. You're not. I mean, you tell us one thing, man, and you don't show. I was disappointed.
Yeah, he stayed for another 30 minutes waiting for you, Rick. We're going to be at the 8650 Asheville Highway in Boiling Springs.
Yeah, that's right.
On the 5th.
You got me in trouble the other day. I did not say what you said I said.
I know. We know. We figured it out, but it sounded a lot in that moment, Rick. We had to use overabundance of caution.
I would never cuss on the radio.
It was so close, though.
Would make me cuss, but who does Dewey pull for?
You're telling me that the proprietor of the cockroach races and a ice cream shop slash male strip club training grounds would never put us in that position, Rick?
Never would.
Okay.
And you hadn't mentioned my new thing. I'm between Woodruff Road and Lawrence Road. I have a little hot dog place I open up 2 days a week.
Oh, no. Two days a week. And every other leap year.
Are you down there
at
the Red Roof Inn on Lawrence and 85?
I'm pretty close. Get your room and walk up.
Thanks, Rick.
Oh, my God.
2 days a week. He's going to make a killing doing that, man. Make a killing.
When we come back, Cole, it is time to hear from some of the biggest names in sports. We have audio coming up next from Brian Kelly, from Diego Pavia, from Steve Sarkisian, Aaron Rodgers, and what the heck was Terry Bradshaw talking about it? That's next.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.